During this hour, we try our best to feature talented youth, where youth is defined pretty much as anybody under about 25 or so. And today we have a 13-year-old from Sewickley who goes to PA Cyber School. He's been here with us before. He's a remarkable pianist and also songwriter. You'll get a chance to meet him directly in just a few moments, but first we'll begin by hearing him play. Welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Sasha Voinov.
These are the variations on the theme of Paganini that I wrote myself.
Thank you.
Sasha Voynov. That was absolutely terrific. And I'm glad you started with something so simple and easy to play. Tell me a little bit about how you – now, these are variations you mentioned on Paganini. Tell me about the process, how you composed that.
Well, I started last summer in about July, and I was – I had earlier played a already written piece, Variations on the Theme of Paganini by Berkovich. So I was really into Paganini's theme, and I decided with my composition teacher to write all these variations and to create this really cool cycle. So I started composing them, and basically by improvising and finding new ways to alter Paganini's theme, it was building up sort of variation by variation. And then more in September, I put them all in order, and it created this wonderful piece that I first debuted with the Symphony North Association.
And I know playing that with a symphony behind you must have been a really thrilling experience to hear a symphony supporting work that you composed. Is this the first time that your compositions have been featured? I know you've played with symphonies, but that a composition of yours has been played by a symphony or featured with a symphony behind you?
Well, I've had different chamber music groups play my compositions, such as this piece was played with the Young Violinist Chamber Ensemble, run by Rufina Yefimova of City Music Center. Mm-hmm. And I've had one of my recent compositions, a quintet concertino for piano and four other strings, performed at the Advanced Chamber Music Seminar this actually last week. And that was a really thrilling experience to have them play my piece.
I'll bet. When did you start playing piano, Sasha?
I started when I was 5 years old.
And you clearly are passionate about the instrument, and watching you play is as much, almost as much fun as listening to you play. How often do you play most days?
I play 2 or 3 hours a day, but when it comes to competitions or concerts or anything really grand, like even this radio performance, I have to play 4, 5, 6 hours a day, and it really needs to be intense practice times to be successful.
I can imagine. Do you have any instructors or coaches you'd like to acknowledge, or anybody, I guess, as long as we have a minute?
Well, I'd like to thank my parents for always pushing me, not letting me do stuff that perhaps I'd like to do instead of the piano, and always pushing the effort out of me. I'd like to thank my teacher, Natasha Snetkovsky, for piano in City Music Center, as well as also in City Music Center, Israel Kramen, my composition teacher, Peter Snetkovsky, my violin teacher, and, of course, PA Cyber for being such a wonderful faculty. And I actually joined the PA Cyber just this year because with all my practices and performances, it was getting really hard to put in that homework time and with the schooling and everything. So I needed a more flexible schedule, so that's why I joined PA Cyber.
Yeah, I'm glad that works out well for you. Clearly it does, because you wouldn't be able to do some of the things you're doing without a very flexible schedule. I should mention Sasha and his family live in the Sewickley area. We'll talk a little bit more, but let's hear you play something else. This is all live, by the way. Saturday morning. Sasha is 13. What grade are you heading into?
I'm going into 8th.
Heading into 8th. It's 17 minutes after 10. What would you like to play next?
Right now, I'd like to play the variations on Jingle Bells. I know it's kind of early.
Well, it's okay. It's hot, so it would be nice to hear.
this was first debuted with the Erie Philharmonic Orchestra back in December, when the conductor, Daniel Meyer, asked me to compose this piece just for 3 Holiday Pops concerts in Erie and Midville. So here are the variations on Jingle Bells.
Once again, here's Sasha Voynov. Thank you. My goodness, that was a lot of fun. I have a question for you. I've got lots of questions for you, but you're playing without music. When you compose, do you compose silently with writing, or do you compose, you know, pretty much? Just describe the process. How do you come up with something like this?
Well, it starts by improvising at an instrument, and it usually takes some time for a great idea to come out of my improvisations. And all the time that I'm improvising, all of my music is being recorded on a music recording device.
Uh-huh.
And if there's a good idea or good ideas that I want to come back to, when I come back to them, I play back the music from the recording device, and I write it down on sheet music paper, and then I publish it on a computer program called Finale.
Okay, and I know Finale will take care of the notation and create the music and memorialize what you've done. Do you ever, how do you know when you're done?
When it sounds good, usually.
Do you ever go back and revise?
Oh, yeah, it takes a lot of revising. It's basically whatever can be better. I revise whatever can be better.
And that's just fascinating to listen to what you've done to these things. Do you often hear things in your head that you want to figure out how to expose to other people? I mean, will you hear a certain phrasing or rhythm or combination of notes in your head and you're thinking, how could I help other people hear this?
I wouldn't say really it's normal for me, but there's been a few situations when I've heard something in my head and I've had this strong urge to get this idea and like put it somewhere before I forget it, and I've gotten up in the most awkwardest of moments to record it, and then usually these types of pieces come out in just like 1 week.
I'm sure you must have a piano at home. Do you have a keyboard as well for those moments when you might just need headphones and nobody else to listen if it happens in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I have a grand piano, an upright piano, and a keyboard.
Yeah, I would think you would need all of those. I think would you like to play? We probably can do either one more or two more. Do you have a preference?
Yeah, well, like I said before, one of my passions is improvising, and with my perfect pitch, what I am interested nowadays is going onto YouTube and finding really interesting pieces or combinations that I really want to play. And I listen to the video a few couple of times, and then I can play it on the piano. So a few months back, when I was preparing for that eerie Holiday Pops concert, for inspiration, I was watching a guy named Liberace on YouTube, and I really liked one of his pieces, the Beer Barrel Polka.
Uh-huh.
So I listened to it a few times, and I got it in my hands practicing the piano. So now I can play it. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka.
Absolutely tremendous. And Liberace, I don't know if you looked at any of his other videos. He was a neat guy. He really toured the world and played a lot. I think he actually brought even classical compositions as well as popular song to a lot of people who may not have experienced it otherwise or listened to it. What other kinds of things do you like to do?
I play sports such as tennis, soccer, and I am on the swim team in the YMCA. And I also like drawing comic books for my own interests, reading. I play computer games whenever I have time, when I'm not practicing.
Well, it sounds like you're really well-rounded. You mentioned comic books. Do you have a recurring character or set of characters that you've included in comic books?
I have this stick figure named Steve. I used to draw, you know, not stick figures, but then it took too long, and I really didn't have time with all my practicing and everything, so I just kind of quick 10-minute strips.
It sounds like it would be fun to read those as well. I'm glad that you're here. I hope you'll come back again sometime. Is there any... hoping you can play one more piece, too. Is there anything else you'd like to say? This is our last chance to chat.
Well, like I mentioned before, YouTube, I probably watched all of Liberace's videos, but there were also other people who inspired me. One of these was Victoria Monti and his piece Chardish. But, yeah, I watched the violin piece and for the cello, and it all inspired me. But then I realized there's no great piano players out there that I could find on YouTube that could play that. So I decided to take on that job, and so now I can play Chardish on the piano.
Can we hear it?
Sure.
Here again is Sasha Voinov. Thank you for being here with us. Sasha Voinov, thank you for being here as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. Our youth expression showcase is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency, through its regional arts funding partnership, Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts. State government funding for the arts depends upon an annual appropriation by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and support from the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Pennsylvania Partners in the Arts is administered in our area by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council.